Blog Talk Radio.
I need some advice.
I got you. It is what it is. Inspiring, motivating, and networking. And that's what it's all about. Open Talk 2. You're chatting with Cindy. Hi, everybody. You're here with Cindy at Open Talk 2, my credit goat 2, Alicia Keys, Girls on Fire, Rita Ora, R.I.P., and Tupac, California Love. Again, I want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day in this nasty weather here in Houston. But as always, I want to thank my supporters I want to thank my supporters as my platform continues to build. And it touches me to know when I have inspired so many different people and motivated my listeners, and it's always excited me to know when I have such different infallible style of women and men who have built their businesses and actually turned their businesses being really successful. So, again, I want to say thank you to my supporters. Love your emails. Keep them coming. Keep them flowing. Love to hear your ideas all the time. Love to brainstorm. And, again, as always, I love networking because that's what it's all about. Have the pleasure of meeting one of my listeners all the way from Florida. This lady really inspired me. We shared ideas. We kind of had the same common interests. But she inspired me telling me how I inspired her by doing my show. And that's really amazing. So good morning to you, Daria Vargas, if you're listening this morning. Hope you're having an awesome day. Also want to take just a brief moment just to talk about the PEP program. This is the Prisoner Entrepreneurship Program. This program has made a tremendous difference in my nephew's life. I've seen him transform himself into a career-oriented businessman. So when I say that change is good, it's really the truth, and it really has changed him for the better. So please support this program by donating or by volunteering. If you have a business that you can kind of support this program and give the tools to give back, which I do plan on volunteering as soon as possible, go to their website and check them out. They're at www.pep.org, and they talk about changing the future by reconciling the past. So, again, try to get involved. Read their blog. Subscribe to their newsletter. Try to, if you can, donate to them. Keep up the good work, guys, at PEP. Hope you're listening this morning. You know, thank you for allowing these individuals to get their lives back in order and get them on the right track. So kudos to you guys. Also, had the pleasure this weekend to host an event within the Gladiators Gym. It was in Missouri City, Texas, with the Houston Power. And it was awesome. I had a lot of fun. Learned some good eating habits and some good workout routines from one of the personal trainers there. He gave me some tips on if you hadn't been in the gym in a while or you hadn't worked out, you're over 40, and you're trying to get your sexy back on, take your time when you're going back into the gym. Work slowly. You know, get yourself gradual where you can actually get out there and just do certain drills. But that's what he told me. If you hadn't worked out in a while, just take your time when you come to the gym. Maybe instead of running, walk. And when you're walking, swing your arms. Just do something gradually to work yourself up. So kudos out there to the Gladiators Gym. He's at 2601 Cartwright Road. And the stuff that he had out there, he had Zumba classes for women. He had sports fitness. He had conditioning and training. He had CrossFit. He had Ninja War, MMA, some boxing going on there. They had a skiing instructor. So if you're a person that loves to ski if you don't ski, this exercise routine, as I watch this lady, it still builds your legs up and still gets you in the exercise mode. So, again, that's Gladiator's Gym. They're 2601 Cartwright. Go out there and support him. Last week on the show, we discussed bullying, along with some business ideas and so forth. But my guest was a high school teenager. Thank God she hadn't been bullied, but she kind of gave us some warning signs and some tips on bullying. So if you have a child, please talk to them about the warning signs, or either go back on my show and listen at the teenager as she kind of discussed some of the warning signs that she sees in her school. So, again, that was last week. Today we'll be talking about some few business ideas on how to get your EIN number and how to write your mission statement for your business. But before we do that, I have my ear to the street this weekend. MJ, are you there? Hi, MJ, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning, my love. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, and you?
Well, I'm ready, girl. Talk about them housewives. What do you think about Portia and the pregnancy test?
You know, I think it's one of those where she likes the ideal of having a child, but I don't think she's ready for it.
I don't think she's ready either. She wants a nanny to raise her baby, but Cardell say no. He wants his wife to raise his child, and I don't blame him. But no, I agree with you. She wants the baby, but she's not ready to raise the baby. What about Kenya and Walter girl? Can you say she didn't have her security with her at the party and Walter stalking her? What do you think about that?
She need to get over herself, please. She was what, Miss USA in what, the 90s?
Girl.
And most for her. So security, yeah, you're doing a bit too much.
That's too funny. What about Walter's date? Girl, he brought his date in and just sat her there and mingled with everybody else and left the poor girl there. I was like, was that just a front for Kenya, I guess you think?
Was to make her jealous, just the way she did with Jamal Anderson when she brought him to that benefit.
That's right, that's right. Oh, yeah. Peter had a nice little benefit. I was trying to figure out what he was actually promoting. Was it health awareness or something like that?
An initiative that he was doing. I didn't really get into it. I think I was just more concentrated on Walter and Kenya thing.
they something else, them two. Girl, what about Kenya inviting folks to her party, but she wants them to come dressed as who she wants them to come dressed as? You think that's fair?
I don't think it is. I mean, just because it's your party don't give you the right to tell people what they want to dress as. I mean, seriously, you can at least ask them if they want to dress like that, but
no,
that was ridiculous.
She was telling them what they was coming as. And, girl, what did she told Portia she was going to be bounced?
Yeah, that was
She was calling her out.
Yeah, she was trying to be funny.
That was too funny. What about, did you enjoy Candy's little housewarming party? Candy got a bad house.
Yeah. And like she said, it was a foreclosure that she got on. I mean, Candy's really, really great with money. I mean,
right,
she's financial.
You can tell she's more business savvy.
Oh, yeah, she ain't stupid. She's never going to go into bankruptcy.
Yeah, but she had a bad house. And then, girl, did you see that daughter's room? I want to go move in that daughter's room myself.
That was a nice one. That fits her daughter.
I know, huh? Did you watch the, not the news, but Tiger Woods, he's finally dating again. Good job,
yeah,
Tiger Woods.
Yeah, Lindsey Vonn. So that's going to be interesting.
I'm happy for Tiger Woods. It's time for him to have a relationship. Why, you know, why can't he be happy? You know, he always
well,
in
he can
the
be
news
happy. Just he can be happy with one person. That's
well, you know how that is, girl. You know how that is. That's another subject, another time. But all right,
well,
my love, thank you. What'd you say? I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying from the word on the street is that his wife is now dating another billionaire. So hey,
right? Yeah, living right next door. Did you hear that, though?
So,
he's an older man, live right next door, so he can walk right across the parking lot, across the grass to her house.
Mm-hmm.
I say, you know, she a mess.
Yeah.
You know, she knows what she about. So, well, anyway, Tiger Woods, I'm glad you got a woman. I'll hit you next week, MJ.
All righty.
Have a good one.
Bye.
All right, guys. That was MJ with her ear to the street. We had to talk about our Atlanta Housewives, as usual. We love our Atlanta Housewives. We got to be messy and talk about them. We got to give y'all some little fun and something going on with the show. I'm going to take a quick break, and when I come back, I'm just going to talk about some business ideas. I'm going to tell you how to get your DBA, how to get your EIN number, and any other additional things that you may have emailed me and asked me for. I have it. So give me a minute. I'll be right back.
Peace up. A-Town down. Yeah. Okay. Let's go.
Get a little VI, put it down on the low key. But you know how I feel. I got a shorty, she was checking up for me. From the game, she was spending the money. You would think that she knew me. I decided to cheat. Conversation got heavy. She had me feeling like she's ready to blow.
Oh,
Welcome back, welcome back. You are here at Open Talk 2. You're chatting here with Cindy. I want to kind of give you just a few little basic ideas about getting your business in order. Your DBA is the very first thing that you should actually get. I've always talked about that. The DBA is your doing business as. And always remember, when you pick a name for your business, make it meaningful. Make it stand out. Once you get that, get your EIN number. I've got a couple of emails. People don't know what an EIN number is. It's your employer identification number. So if you're working and you have people working for you, when they get ready to file their taxes, this is the number that they're going to actually file under, your employer identification number. You can go online, you can apply for it, you can go to the IRS. Here's a number just in case. It's 1-800-829-4933. This is your 1-800 number to your IRS, and they can also give you some additional information. Now we're going to talk about briefly writing your mission statement for your business. It's important. This is an important tool that you have to have, which is a part of your business. So remember, this is a key element that ties into your business plan. So a business plan clarifies your goals and your objectives for your businesses. Your mission must reflect your business and what it stands for. Again, that's why I talk about this for is your name of your business. So make sure it stands out for something. So your mission ties in with your DBA as well. So come up with the right words that will be creatively capture a personal note about your business. Answer a few questions while you're developing this mission. Why are you in business? Who are your customers? What image of your business you want to convey? Remember, image is everything. Your first impression on a person can create a desired picture of something. So, again, image is everything, especially to me. So, and then what level of service will your business provide? Then how will your business differ from your competitors? Then once you kind of get all that together, then connect your thoughts all while you're crafting this business mission statement. So if I went through that fairly quickly, email me and I'll shoot you those tips again. Or you can just go to Google and find some tips on how to do your mission statement. Again, mission statement is a lot. And I, like I said again, I would tie it together, think thoughtfully about what you're going to actually say about your business because your mission represents you. So I'm going to share some home-based business opportunities or just business opportunities in general. You don't have to actually do them at home. So remember the primary prerequisites that you're actually setting up your business. So take the time to plan and set a plan of action. Develop some type of plan, maybe create some type of checklist as you're writing the steps down. Are you going to be a sole proprietor? Are you going to be a partnership? Are you going to be LLC? Are you going to be incorporated? Think about what are you going to actually do when you're actually doing your business. Then think about the opportunity of service that are being offered. What products out there? What services can you provide? Then, again, how much time are you going to invest in your business? Then have the maybe research the background of the business that you want to start or make sure it's your passion or something that you actually really want to do to promote and run your business. And if you have a trademark or a slogan, make sure you kind of get that trademarked. You can go online to www.trademark.com or .inc, and they'll give you the ideas and the steps to trademark your slogan. Just to give you just a little brief summary of what I'm talking about, just like this lady, Sweet Brown or Sugar Brown, whatever her name is, she says something like, I'm tired for this or I ain't got time for this. Well, that actually paid off in the long run. I mean, she looked a silly in the beginning, but, hey, she's making money off of that right now. She's doing commercials with that. So that slogan has been branded. So, I mean, if you have a specific slogan that you have for your business, like being successful, being big, being whatever it is, just get it branded and, you know, use that. Then what about insurance? Well, you need insurance for your business. I would always look into some type of insurance. Here's a website to help you out, www.inswebcom, and that's different providers that give quotes on insurances. Again, so once you plug in what type of business that you're doing, they can connect you with the person that you need to talk to. And if you need to build a relationship with some type of suppliers or anything like that, this is another one, www.worldbid.com. And this one kind of connects you with trade magazine and trade shows. This helped out a little bit too. So as always, first thing to consider when doing your business, again, get your business name, your EIN number, and also maybe think about doing a bank account because when people are writing a check, they don't want to write it in your name. They want to write it to your business, and then you can have a way of tracking your accounts and your funds and et cetera and so on. So I'm going to give you a few business ideas. A candle maker. You can sell candles from home, make them from home. Our family, we used to do them. It's real easy. And when we had our daycare center, we used to do fundraisers with the candles. So a candle maker, an advertising agent. If you're real creative or crafty, that's a real easy business. It's way under $500 to start. An event planner. I always talk about an event planner. That's something that people just does not have time to actually do. Like, I'm going to be looking for one in May because my daughter will be having her 16th birthday party. So I'm going to need somebody to help me plan her 16th birthday party. So if y'all, anybody out there that I've gave some information to, you started your business, call me or email me. I might need to get your service. So event planner, again, with this, pass out flyers, cards, networking, go to workshops. Business planner is a good one. A travel consultant. A web designer or a graphic designer. Again, you got people out there that is really creative. You can open up your own web designing business. People don't have time to do that. So a photographer, that's another one. A newsletter designer. You have people that start in their businesses or little mom and pop shops that want to get more business out there and get their business aware of. So they need someone to develop a newsletter and circulate it on through email or old-fashioned way, putting it on people's doors. So a newsletter designer, a bookkeeper. Again, it's still tax season. You can help file taxes or keep people books or, again, I'm more targeting small businesses, mom and pop shops. These people may do it the old-fashioned way, have bookkeepers or little software that keeps their books up. So a bookkeeper, if you're good in the nutrition area, a fitness instructor, that's another one. And I also have a few sites for grants for women that I just kind of want to share. One of them is called it's called Count Me In for Women's Economic Independence, and they are offering $500 to $10,000 loans or a $5,000 startup. So their website is www.countmein.org. And I have one more. It's www.womensnet.net. And this one has two programs about networking, and it's called the Amber Foundation. Again, it's www.womensnet.net. And the first one, again, is www.countmein.org. Again, if I said those too fast, email me, and I'll send you those as well. And where you can find grants are for your business, women or men, you can go to the federal government, go to their catalog. It's www.cfda.gov. And again, with different businesses, always consult with your Small Business Administration and SCORE Houston. Remember, I always talk about SCORE Houston. They give free advice. They give free resources out. They do free counseling if you're just starting out your business. So SCORE Houston is a good one. I don't have any current events for today, but I want to take the time to thank my sponsors. I have the Houston Power Football. Their website is www.houstonpowerfootball.com. They're actually going to be scrimmaging this weekend. They're going to be going to Austin, so I'm hoping they have a safe trip. Hope they at least win their scrimmage, because their first season kickoff game is April the 6th. Again, come out and support them. Check the website out so you can get the detailed information. If you want to donate or if you want to sponsor a player, please, again, go to www.houstonpowerfootball.com. I have Picture It Photography. He is at pictureitphotography@yahoo.com. I have NEI, which is Northwest Educational Institute. It's a high school diploma program. You can email them at nei55@yahoo.com. And if you know someone who is in need of anger management classes, life or business coaching, email them at High Hopes Outreach Center. I'm going to spell it out. It is High, H-I-G-H, Hopes, H-O-P-E-S, Outreach, O-U-T-R-E-A-C-H, Center, C-E-N-T-E-R, @yahoo.com. Advertise with us, guys, at Open Talk 2. Follow me on Twitter. Like me at Facebook or email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. I'll be back on the air March 27 at 10 a.m. Got a surprise guest that's going to be calling on the 27th. If you want to know who it is, you're going to have to tune in to find out. But I'll give you a little hint. She was on TV, and she's a comedian. So, again, if you want to tune in to know who she is and call and maybe ask her some questions, you got to tune in March the 27th at 10 a.m., guys. I will be back next week. That's all I got for you today. Hope you enjoyed it. If there is anything, again, that I went too quickly with, just email me, and I will shoot a quick email to you. Y'all have a blessed day. Happy hump day. Have a happy weekend, and see you next week.
Peace up. A-Town down. Yeah, yeah. Okay. She was checking up for me. From the game, she was spending the money. You would think that she knew.
daddy, I'ma milk the cow. And forget about game, I'ma spit the truth. I won't stop till I get them in their birthday suit. So give me the rhythm and it'll be off with their clothes. Then bend over to the front and touch your toes. I left the jag and I took the roll. If they ain't cutting, then I put them on foot patrol. How you like me?